Hello and welcome to IT Time TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft, and I have a good friend, MVP, the CEO of Integrity Solutions, back for this episode 8, which is talking about remote app within Microsoft Azure. That's Adnan Cartwright. Welcome, Adnan.
Hi, Blaine. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Thank you so much once again for your contributions to the book, Microsoft Public Cloud Services, Setting Up Your Business in the Cloud. Once again, this is episode 8, Running Applications Remotely. And you ready to kick it off?
Ready to go, Blaine.
All right, let's get started. So once again, you know, we look at this holistic approach of bringing it all together from the, you know, first you have your business owner or your student or your entrepreneur or your startup having access to a console that has all these public cloud services like Microsoft Azure, Office 365, and Microsoft Intune, CRM, and remote app in Azure, which we're going to talk about today, Adnan. And then all those applications feed into those devices that eventually get consumed by the end user. So, you know, our contributions to the book are looking at all these different pieces in a holistic approach to putting all of your business needs in the cloud and running in Microsoft data center, right? So this is running Windows applications remotely. And so you want to, you know, you're the expert, Adnan. I know you've been working with the product group, talking a lot about remote app and had some special sessions, and you are most valuable professional with Microsoft around cloud and server technology. So you want to go ahead and take and explain what we're going to talk about?
Sure. So remote app allows any business to run their line of business applications anywhere on any device, just so as long as you have an internet connection. And that's a real strong suit because a lot of third-party providers that are going to remain nameless can only do them on certain platforms. Microsoft Azure Remote App can run virtually on any platform, whether it is an Apple, an iOS device, believe it or not, we do support Android devices as well. Windows Phone, of course, is there. PC, desktop, laptops, of course. Even the Surface RT with the ARM processor is able to support Microsoft Azure Remote App. And what's so cool about it is that when you get down to the mobile platforms, it's just an all-in-all solution that you're able to run these applications on the devices that you know and you love and that you're comfortable with from a day-to-day basis.
That's right. You know, anywhere, anytime on any device of accessing the Office applications or even custom apps, you know, down the road, right? So letting you take advantage of, you know, a global reach while still getting, you know, scale and security and take advantage of the storage and reducing, you know, those costs that we talked about in all of the episodes. And the purpose for the book is to kind of alleviate the hardware costs and configuration of managing on-premises hardware and leaving that to the vendor, right? In this case, Microsoft and our data center, and using Azure as the Microsoft Azure platform to provision those applications that get pushed out, published and unpublished, right?
Cool. And that's one of the cool things about it, is that Azure Remote App allows you to grow and shrink, meaning scale up or down as your needs change. And that's the advantage that it really has over any other provider, truthfully, I think. Because when you take a look at, say, seasonal businesses that have 30 employees for like 6 months of the year, you got to think about refreshing that hardware, refreshing the security around that hardware, refreshing the software licensing around it. Azure Remote App brings in a beautiful solution, whereas that you still have access to those applications anywhere on any device again, and you don't have to worry about the hardware. Your data remains consistent, it remains centralized, and is always accessible. The coolest part about it is that when it comes down to publishing and unpublishing applications, you're not just bound to the templates that Microsoft provides to you via the Azure platform. You can bring your own custom line of business applications to the platform. And that is so cool. And then the Azure Remote App team did an awesome job revamping the publishing your own applications process, whereas that there's an image within the Azure platform that you just deploy out, install your applications on. It even has a PowerShell commandlet right there on the desktop that you can execute. It sysprep's the machine, shut it down, captures it, and it then becomes an image that you can deploy to your remote app template. It's just as simple as going to the collection you created within remote app, within the remote app service, and updating it or applying it to that template, and those applications are ready to be published out to your end users. Now, here's the great part about it. The Azure Remote App comes in two deployment types. The cloud-only deployment, which leverages the Azure platform solely. And then you have your hybrid deployment, meaning that you can extend your remote desktop services on-premises into the cloud, meaning that you don't have to buy additional hardware. You don't have to buy additional licensing. Utilizing this technology has given a lot of businesses that I've worked with a lot of leeway in terms of growing and shrinking as demands of their businesses are met. And then the beautiful part about it, Blaine, and I know I keep saying this, is that the flexibility that it brings to the table. And then you're not just bound to one region. And I think this is the crucial part that a lot of people are missing within the Azure platform. They focus just within the region that they're in. But when you have to spread across the globe, when you're going from the East US or the West US to, say, East Asia or to Europe or to Australia or to Brazil, then you get that holistic approach. Whereas that, wow, I really can grow my business with little to nothing while still running as an enterprise, being as flexible as an enterprise, operating like an enterprise right out the gate. And No other cloud provider right now can provide that other than Microsoft Azure. No other cloud vendor has the global footprint that Microsoft Azure has. And Azure Remote App is supported in every region that there is a data center that Microsoft Azure resides in.
Right. I mean, it's pretty powerful. I'm thinking back to old school, right? When you had to have the physical bits loaded down to the hard drive. And there wasn't the mobility that we have today and the devices that we have today. So, you know, it makes it, like you said, the global footprint of being able to just do business, you know, from an international perspective is awesome. So let's take, I think it's a good time to take a look at Azure Remote App demo.
So here we're in Microsoft Azure and Remote App, and I've got a collection set up here, and I've got different applications that are available for my end users. But once again, if I go into this Remote App area, I can create a collection by clicking on the new button down here. Going into App Services, you'll see that you have the remote app down here hidden. You see the remote app, and then I can do a quick create. Go in here and give it a name. Pick the region. I'm in Florida. Basic plans and standard plans. It depends on how many users you want there. But we have different subscriptions here, so I can go ahead and I'm just going to pick my MSDN subscription. And then down here, in order to get remote app collection to provision and be able to use those applications, you have to have an Office subscription. So here I'm using a 30-day trial, but you can also have a Office 365 Pro Plus subscription, which is required to get remote app, or you can upload your own Windows Server 2012 R2 with its own collection of applications. So I've got a collection up here that I've created. So we'll scroll back up there. And one thing you can look at is under your user access, if I click on that, I've added some users in here. And what's nice about that is they don't necessarily have to be in your tenant or in your domain, right? Like these are Outlook accounts or Hotmail accounts. So if they're not part of the domain and they still want to access, you know, Office applications, you can use their regular Microsoft accounts for that. So I've added some users in there. And then we also have the publishing piece. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you what, as this is refreshing here, I'm going to go over to look at the client side here. So if you go up to the website and type in Microsoft Azure Remote App, you can go to www.remoteappwindowsazure.com. You'll get the client download. So there's the remote app client for Windows, but also if you want to see all the clients, you can click down here and you can see, yeah, we do it for the Android, the iPad, the iPhone, the Mac, Phone 8.1, the RT, x86 and x64. So, you know, we can go ahead and install the clients that way. So we'll go ahead and just go in and install the client here. And we're in this getting started panel here, if you will. So we'll go ahead and get started. Click on get started. It's going to ask me for my login name. Put in my account and password. So it's going out and it's looking at that collection and it's bringing back all of my applications that are available to me. So if I actually go back here, you'll see that there's a list of applications that have been published. Those are the actual same applications that were on the remote app that I had just opened up there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I am going to publish a new application, which is down here. So I'll click on publish, and there's two different pieces here. There's publish programs using path, which are these paths up here, pointing to where those executables are located, or publish start menu programs. So I'm going to go ahead and publish start menu programs. I'll click on that. So here you can see a list of all the applications that are available that we can choose from. And in this case, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pick OneDrive for Business. So I'm going to go ahead and publish that out. And as you can see, now that I've published OneDrive for Business, it shows up here on the remote app. So now the users can use OneDrive for Business. And I would go ahead and go back to the publishing more remote apps if I would go back to this screen. Then up here, you can always see what's already been published. And there's the OneDrive for Business.
That was a great demo, Blaine.
Thanks, Adnan. There's a lot of great resources out there, including Microsoft Azure Remote App Overview. You can get that at ak.ms/AzureRApps. We got some pricing on Remote App, so there's a link there, as well as the Azure Remote App Deep Dive, which is available on the Microsoft Virtual Academy, ak.ms/GoMBARemoteAppDeep. We've got some more resources here, Adnan. Installing a remote app on the client, some Azure Active Directory documentation, and the Azure Active Directory applications for more information around this chapter or module. And then your contributions to the book. You helped with this chapter as well.
It was a lot of fun with it, Blaine. It was a lot of fun.
And what we're talking about here is the book, Microsoft Public Cloud Services, Setting Up Your Business in the Cloud. There's the book. All the contributors out there, thank you for all your help. Adnan, thank you specifically for your help on these chapters 7-8, or modules 7-8. And you can get more information. We did a Microsoft Virtual Academy. You can get information on ak.ms/public-cloud-MBA. And also sponsored by BizSpark. So if you're a startup, an entrepreneur starting your own business, you've been in business less than 5 years, making less than $1 million a year, and you're not publicly trading, then you qualify for BizSpark as long as you're building some really cool stuff using Microsoft development tools. You get 3 years access to current full-featured software. You get $150 a month of Microsoft Azure benefits. You get four MSDN support incidences. You get access to offers from our BizSpark network partners. And more importantly, you have access to the BizSpark ecosystem, which are advisors and investors and mentors, to get more information about how you're building your business and get some help along with that. So once again, thank you, Adnan, for being on IT Time TechNet Radio in Module 8. And any last comments?
Thank you, Blaine, for having me. And my last comment says, to all the techs out there, keep on teching techs.
Nice, nice. And with that, thanks so much. It's a wrap.